Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Cass.
And we have been talking about this show on Discovery Channel called Last Outpost.
Yes.
Now, it's about these people who live far away from the cities in Alaska in the U.S.
Yes. And since Alaska doesn't have a lot of people and can have a lot of wild places, it can be hard to survive there because of cold temperatures.
Cold temperatures, distance from people and places.
Yeah.
And of course, because there are few people and few businesses, if something breaks, it can take a long time to fix it or to get a new one.
Yeah, a long time, yeah. So, to solve this problem, we have two people, Todd and Clint, and they are doing what they can to help people fix their things. And they have a lot in common.
They both love cars, boats, and snowmobiles.
Automobiles, we could say.
All right, so what they did is they started a business to fix other people's broken machines.
And since they don't have a lot of money to do this, what they do is they collect old parts from people's junk, like old cars, old machines, things like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good way to save money and reuse things. Okay, now, of course, you're not going to make a lot of money doing something like this, but that's okay because they love what they do.
Yes.
And
that's important.
It is very important. And here's another thing. We're going to find out today what they are doing, how they are kind of making or fixing new things. So let's get started.
Reading.
Last Outpost. Todd and Clint's first task is to create a mobile home for a customer called Carney Joe. Joe wants something special, so Todd and Clint come up with a wild idea. They place the body of an old plane on top of a pair of skis. Next, they put blankets, pillows, and a heater inside to make it warm. Seeing the final product, Joe is thrilled to death. He finally has a comfortable place to sleep when he's traveling. The next customer they meet is Rob. He saves people who get trapped, lost, or injured in nature. Rob needs a truck that won't break down in the snow. First, Clint trades some items for an old truck at a junkyard. Then, Todd replaces its tires with tractor tires that allow the vehicle to drive over anything. Finally, they attach a hook to the back so Rob can tow other automobiles if they stop working. As soon as Rob takes it for a drive, he is really impressed. To celebrate, he drives his new toy around in circles in the snow.
Okay, so today we are going to be learning about some of the creations that Todd and Clint make at their business. I'm excited. All right. So it says, Todd and Clint's first task is to create a mobile home for a customer called Carney Joe.
Interesting name.
Yes, it makes me think he has an interesting job, probably. So what is a mobile home? Well, mobile here is an adjective, and if something is mobile, that means it can move around or it can be moved around by people. So since most homes, when you build them in one place and they have to stay where they're built. But a mobile home is unique because it can be moved from place to place. Other mobile things you might hear about include mobile phones, which almost everybody has one. Mobile Wi-Fi hotspots, or even mobile clinics, medical clinics that move around to give people medical care.
I know for sure in Taiwan they have those buses where you can go give blood.
Definitely. That's a good example.
Those buses, they can move around the city. We call them a mobile blood donation clinic.
So here's an example sentence. When mobile phones became popular, people could suddenly talk to each other anytime and anywhere they wanted.
Here's another interesting note about mobile. Mobile can also be pronounced mobile.
Mobile.
It depends where you're from, but both pronunciations both pronunciations are okay. So yeah. if you pronounce it one way, don't worry about that too much.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those unique words.
Yeah. yeah. All right. So they are going to build a mobile home for Carney Joe. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe has an idea of what he wants, and he says here in the article, Joe wants something special. So Todd and Clint come up with a wild idea.
Wild. Mm. That sounds pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our adjective wild in that sentence can have a couple of different meanings, but here in the article, wild is another way of saying that something is enjoyable or exciting or unusual. Now, they don't just want to make any kind of mobile home. They want it to be the best kind of mobile home for living in Alaska. So they kind of have this crazy idea. It's another way of saying maybe something is crazy because it's really cool or interesting. All right, now, this idea might be quite interesting for those who don't live in Alaska, so be tuned to hear all about it when we come back. But before we do, here's an example sentence. I have a wild idea. Let's fly to Hong Kong this weekend, just for fun. Okay, Kat, they've got this wild, kind of crazy idea.
I'm curious to hear what it is.
Yeah, let's find out.
Yep, okay. So it says, they place the body of an old plane mm-hmm. on top of a pair of skis.
Okay.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
The body of an old plane on top of a pair of skis. I think I'd live in it.
I think I would too, yeah. if it's a big enough plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So what are skis?
That's a good question. Hmm. Skis are, well, ski is a noun, it could also be a verb, but we're talking about the noun right now.
Mm-hmm.
This really is a wild idea because skis normally attach to your feet. They are long, thin boards that let you slide on top of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you've been to someplace colder like Japan or Canada, you might have gone skiing before. Skiing mm-hmm. is a very popular sport in areas with mountains and cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a really great way to get around if you live in a place with lots of snow, mm-hmm. like Alaska.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aaron knows how to ski.
I know how to ski.
Mm-hmm.
All
so,
right.
So, in this case, the men's idea is to put an old plane on skis so it can slide on the snow.
Okay.
Pretty smart.
So, you've got an old plane. That's obviously a cool piece of junk.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some old skis. You can just pull it along behind you, I guess.
Perfect.
All right. Okay, so what do they do to make the home inside the plane nice? It says here, next, they put blankets, pillows, and a heater inside to make it warm.
That sounds great.
It sounds really cozy. Okay, mm-hmm. well, one of my favorite things in the world is a blanket, a nice thick blanket. So blanket is a noun, and it's a cover that you put on your bed. Now, at night, you sleep under a blanket to stay warm. Now, in Taiwan, in the summer, you might want to use a very small blanket. Yeah. We would say a thin blanket,
mm-hmm.
because you might get too hot. Now, in Canada, in the winter, you want a very thick blanket to keep you warm, because it might be really cold outside.
Yeah.
Now, here's an example. The mother pulled the blanket over her son while he was sleeping.
Very nice, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we got blankets, pillows, a heater inside. Does he like it?
I think he probably will.
Okay.
Seeing the final product, Joe is thrilled to death.
Okay.
Did he die?
No, he didn't. All right. Well, we are going to look at what this what this phrase means,
mm-hmm.
thrilled to death or thrilled to pieces or thrilled to bits. So mm-hmm. let's do that now.
Pocket phrase go!
我记得不久前今年10月的时候，我那时候要到台湾开演唱会。 在去之前呢, I was so excited. 我超级兴奋，等不及要见到你们. To all my fans, I love you. I was thrilled to death to meet you all in Taiwan. 谢谢你们让我感受到台湾的热情。我就是天后玛丽亚凯兹。要说很兴奋，我们可以直接说 someone is excited. 但是你也可以试试看这个片语 thrilled to death 或是我们可以说 thrilled to pieces thrilled to bits 也都可以 可是这两个比较不常用咯 thrilled 这个动词本身就是很兴奋很激动 所以兴奋的要死就是高兴到不行 像我来台湾的时候 啊, 我还有粉丝送我花 I was thrilled to bits when I received these flowers. 谢谢你们，谢谢你们，谢谢大家，我爱你们。
Okay, so he's thrilled to death. That yes. just means he's really, really excited. Yes. He loves it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Carney Joe, he's got this new plane on skis. It's got blankets and pillows and a heater inside. It's perfect for
him. Awesome.
And it says here, he finally has a comfortable place to sleep when he's traveling. Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah, awesome. That's what I would like if I were him.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going on to the next person, the next creation that they have. The next customer they meet is Rob. Mm. So what does Rob want?
Well, first let's talk about what a customer is. A customer is a person who buys things, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, so if you pay money for something, you can call you a customer. So even if you go into a 7-Eleven and all you buy is a piece of chocolate,
yep.
we could call you a customer. It's because you're giving money. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's find out what Rob wants to buy from Todd and Clint. It says, he saves people who get trapped, lost, or injured in nature. So, yes. of course, we all know what it means to be lost. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, no way.
Especially in Alaska in the cold.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now if you're trapped, maybe your car is stuck in some snow and you can't move it.
Yeah.
Or you kind of have gotten trapped in a place that's too dangerous to get out of or something.
Yes.
Or injured, of course, means that you are going to get hurt. So Rob is a really important person to have around. He saves these people who get stuck in these bad situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since he's got a really important job, it's really important that the things he uses keep working.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Rob needs a truck that won't break down in the snow.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah. That would be really bad for a lot of people, not just Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about the phrase break down. When a machine or a car breaks down, it doesn't have to mean the parts are falling off or falling out of it. It just means something is wrong, so it can't start, the engine can't run properly, maybe it's too hot on the inside, or maybe it's dirty, or in Rob's case, maybe it gets stuck in the deep snow and so it can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so lots of different ways that a machine can break down. It might be missing a part, it might be too hot, it might be stuck. But fortunately, Rob's got Todd and Clint. All right. Todd and Clint are going to help him get a truck that isn't going to break down in the snow. It says here, first, Clint trades some items for an old truck at a junkyard.
Okay,
now this is a good thing to do, especially when you don't want to pay a lot of money. You can trade something.
Yes.
This is a verb, trade. And when you trade one thing for another thing from someone else, you give them your thing, but you take their thing.
Right.
Now, for example, at school, if you have a lunch you don't like, you can ask your friend to trade with you. Maybe I have some noodles and Kat has some chicken rice and I say, oh, do you want to trade?
Yeah, and sure. Give me noodles.
Yeah, I have some chicken rice now and she has some noodles. We traded our things.
Sounds good to me.
Now, Clint wants a truck. He doesn't have a truck. So he gives something else so he can take an old truck.
Right. Are there any other examples of this?
Yes, of course. Do you want to trade seats? You can see out the window if you sit here.
Right.
It's something nice you could say on an airplane to someone.
Uh-huh. So, the place that he is trading for the truck is someplace called a junkyard. Mm-hmm. We talked about junk earlier. Junkyard is another noun. All the junk they need to make their creations, the best place to find it is in a junkyard. So people whose trucks and cars and other things break down totally and can't be fixed, take them to a junkyard and they will stay there until they're destroyed, maybe melted down for new parts, traded or sold to somebody.
Right. So you can go there and just find a whole bunch of junk.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a pretty cool place to go, actually. I like old junk.
I would love to go see a junkyard.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out what Todd and Clint do to make this truck. So they've got their old junk truck now. It says, then Todd replaces its tires with tractor tires that allow the vehicle to drive over anything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, trucks are pretty big, but tractors are even bigger.
Yes.
Okay, so tractors are things that kind of work on farms or they pull heavy things.
Yeah.
They're used for a lot of work that we can't do with horses or humans anymore.
Yeah.
So these tractor tires, they're a lot bigger. They're probably about as tall as I am.
Yeah, depending on the tractor. It might be even taller.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll be really thick and really strong. So what he's going to do, Todd, he's going to replace the truck's tires with these ones. Now, when you replace A with B, you take one thing off or out and you put another thing in or on. Okay, so you take away the old thing and put something new there.
Yes.
Here, Todd takes the truck's old tires off and puts new big tires on the truck. That way, it works better in the snow. Here's another example. I'm going to replace my old iPhone with a new Samsung phone.
Wow.
Ooh, big moves.
Yeah, I don't know about how iPhone users would feel about that. All right, so here we're talking about the word vehicle. So since Rob needs a new vehicle, vehicle is a noun, and a vehicle is anything that can take you from here to there, from point A to point B. Cars, trains, planes, bicycles, boats, all of those are different kinds of vehicles. And in a place like Alaska, vehicles have to be tough enough to go over any kind of land or snow or ice. Here's an example sentence of vehicle. This interesting vehicle can drive on land like a car and also float on water like a boat.
Okay, so vehicles.
Yep.
Lots of cool different things in there. We've seen a few of them in this article, actually.
Yeah.
Automobiles, trucks, snowmobiles.
Yep.
Airplanes,
yeah,
so
airplane
many.
Body.
Yeah. All right. So they've got the new tires on the truck. Here's what they do next. It says, finally, they attach a hook to the back, that's the back of the truck, so Rob can tow other automobiles if they stop working. Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, what they're doing is they're taking a hook, and they've got the truck, and they're going to attach the hook to the truck. Now, when you attach something or when you attach two things, you join them together in some way so that they don't come apart. Now, let's find out what they're attaching to the truck.
Yep. So what they are attaching is something called a hook.
Mm-hmm.
Hook is a noun, and hooks are a great point to attach other things to.
Mm-hmm.
So you attach the hook to the truck, and you
mm-hmm.
attach something else to the hook.
Yeah.
A hook is curved like this and made of something strong like metal or wood. You can hang a coat or a bag on a hook at your
mm-hmm.
house on
yep.
the wall, or you could also use a hook to lift or pull something heavy.
That's right. Now, if you guys know the movie Peter Pan,
mm-hmm.
you'll also know who Dr. Hook is.
Captain Hook,
or
isn't
Captain
it?
Hook, yeah,
yeah.
It's been a while. Captain Hook, he's got that hook for a hand. It looks kind
yep.
of like that curved shape.
And he can always pick things up with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to do with this truck. So the hook is on the truck. It might be kind of like this, and they'll put a rope around it.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can tow other vehicles. Now, when you tow something, this verb means you pull it behind your vehicle. For instance, one boat can pull another boat behind it. Now, a tow truck can tow a broken car behind it. You often attach the vehicles to each other with a long rope or a piece of metal.
Right.
Okay, here's an example sentence. Harry's scooter broke down, so his friend is towing it to a repair shop. You might see the two scooters driving on the road with a rope
yep.
in between them and
yeah.
trying to keep it up, but it doesn't work. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. And if you park badly, you
mm-hmm.
might also get towed. So
that's
be careful.
Right. Yes. Always yeah. park in the right spots, or a truck is going to come and take your scooter or car away. That's also called being towed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, continuing on,
mm-hmm.
as soon as Rob takes it for a drive, takes his new truck for a drive,
mm-hmm.
he is really impressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And here we're talking about the grammar point. As soon as subject does verb one,
mm-hmm.
then subject does verb two.
Right.
In this case, it's the same subject.
Mm-hmm.
So here we see the phrase as soon as means almost the same time something else happens. Talks about an immediate reaction. Right. So Rob sees his truck and immediately he's like, wow!
Yes!
Yeah, so cool!
Yeah.
All right, so we say as soon as the subject does the first thing, the subject also does the second thing right away.
Right.
So here's another example of as soon as. As soon as Frank saw his wife in the airport, he ran up to give her a big hug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't wait for a second and be like, I'll hug you.
I see her, but maybe I'll wait 2 minutes before I go over. Nah, that's not what happens. You immediately go over and give that hug.
Yeah.
All right. So what does he do? It says to celebrate, he, that's Rob, drives his new toy around in circles in the snow.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we call doing donuts.
Yes. Yeah. And you know donuts are shaped like this, right?
Yeah.
If you're driving in circles, we say you're doing donuts. Mm-hmm. Interesting phrase there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've come to the end of our article about The Last Outpost. To find out about more of Todd and Clint's creations, you'll have to watch the show. But for now, we're going to finish off with today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so here we are with our For You Chat question, and I want to ask Erin, could you come up with an idea for a new machine, and can you describe what your machine would do in a few sentences?
You know, this is something I've been thinking about recently, actually.
Really?
Yes, the other day I was thinking about a new machine that I would like to have on my desk, or something I could carry around in my bag. Now, I suppose everybody who wears glasses knows that your glasses, they always get dirty when you put your fingers on them or water splashes on them. And every time I have to take the cloth out and scrub it down and spray it. My machine, I would just put my glasses in it and then it would come out. Glasses perfectly clean.
Oh, that sounds like an amazingly convenient machine. Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have to be big because you want to carry it around with you, right? Mm-hmm. You just kind of put it in. Maybe there's some air that goes. Maybe there's some sponges or cloths inside that could clean my glasses. I don't have to see it. It's fine. But then I could take it out, put it on, and see clearly.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's my machine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have too much time to talk about any more machines.
Unfortunately.
No. Yeah. But you guys probably have some good ideas out there for machines. And you know what? If it's a good one, you might even be able to start a business someday. So think carefully about these machines.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys can talk about this, but we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Kat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Last Outpost. Todd and Clint's first task is to create a mobile home for a customer called Carney Joe. Joe wants something special, so Todd and Clint come up with a wild idea. They place the body of an old plane on top of a pair of skis. Next, they put blankets, pillows, and a heater inside to make it warm. Seeing the final product, Joe is thrilled to death. He finally has a comfortable place to sleep when he's traveling. The next customer they meet is Rob. He saves people who get trapped, lost, or injured in nature. Rob needs a truck that won't break down in the snow. First, Clint trades some items for an old truck at a junkyard. Then, Todd replaces its tires with tractor tires that allow the vehicle to drive over anything. Finally, they attach a hook to the back so Rob can tow other automobiles if they stop working. As soon as Rob takes it for a drive, he is really impressed. To celebrate, he drives his new toy around in circles in the snow.
Vocabulary Review.
Mobile. Mr. and Mrs. Smith have a mobile home, so they can easily move to other areas of the country. Wild. Eric called the police because his neighbors were having a wild party and he couldn't sleep. Blanket. Winter is coming, so put a warm, thick blanket on your bed. Trade. The rich man traded one of his expensive cars for a famous painting. Vehicle. You can see lots of these vehicles on the street. Cars, buses, trucks, and scooters. Tow. Our car ran out of gas, so a friendly man towed us to a garage.